Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. If you've ever eaten Moose Tracks ice cream, then you've been touched by a company called Denali Flavors. A sister company is Denali Ingredients. This full-line ice cream ingredients and inclusion manufacturer serves the ice cream, novelty, fluid dairy, bakery, and food service markets. It makes ice cream flavors, fruit purees, bar and cone coatings, variegating sauces, extruded doughs and bits, and other ingredients used in the production of ice cream and frozen novelties. Denali Ingredients recently expanded its facility in New Berlin, Wisconsin. The company spent $5.5 million in upgrades and additions to the former Cool Brands and Eskimo Pie Ingredients manufacturing plant. Here to talk about what this expansion means to the dairy industry is Denali President Neil Glazer. Welcome to the program, Neil.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you first about this expansion. Why was this necessary, and what did $5.5 million get you?
Sure. Well, it really started probably 18 to 20 months ago, Jim, when we finalized the strategic planning process that our leadership team went through. And what grew out of that was what we call our guiding principles. And within that guiding principles, within those guiding principles, is what the company vision became, which is to be the go-to ingredient supplier for innovative products and solutions. And we knew if we wanted to achieve that, then we needed to make some investments in some portions of our facility. Our growth over the past 10 years since Denali purchased this business in September of 2006 really resulted in a lot of what we do on the research and development side. We've invested a lot of money over the years in technicians and also time to develop innovative products for our customers, but also to develop what our customers want, what they're asking us to do. A big portion of what we built out was the R&D space. Added a new state-of-the-art pilot facility that has equipment that mimics what we do on our production floor, our different work centers, so we're able to take right from the bench, the lab bench, to the production floor, essentially our pilot lab. Then also, we've got the latest, the greatest state-of-the-art pilot ice cream and dairy manufacturing equipment, continuous freezers, food feeder, variegators, high temperature short time units and whatnot. That allows us then to manufacture ice cream in similar environment that our customers manufacture ice cream. So that accomplishes a number of different things, Jim. We are allowed to then go from benchtop to production of the ingredient and to production of the ice cream a lot faster than we've ever been able to do before, probably faster than most folks in our industry. We're allowed now to collaborate in a way with our customers that we've never been able to collaborate before, where they can visit us, work with us on the benchtop, and go straight to production all in a very short period of time, which makes speed to market something that we can capitalize on as well. Yeah, we've got what we believe is a state-of-the-art, or best-in-class, I should say, R&D team led by Kim Primo, who's been in our industry for a long time, almost 40 years, and a team of seven other R&D technicians that have done just tremendous work over the years. Now we're providing them an environment to develop innovative ideas and creative and be creative thinkers. What we got out of this as well is additional cooler space. We doubled our cooler space in the facility in this transaction. There are many, many more initiatives in dairy for all natural colors and flavors, all of which tend to be not stable at room temperature. So we need more storage space for a lot of our raw materials. And then also we gained some office space as well. So our lab space essentially went up five or six times. It's about 5,000 square feet of lab space, about 4,000 square feet of additional office space, and then about 4,500 square feet of additional cooler space. So that's what the $5.5 million bought us, and we're excited about what it's going to bring to us for our customers.
Yeah, that's great. So it sounds like an ice cream manufacturer can come to New Berlin and work side by side with your technicians and R&D folks. Is that about right?
That's exactly right, and that's the way we designed the space, to be extremely collaborative, and again, to try to speed up the product development process. In fact, we have a number of customers scheduled to come in over the course of the next 6 weeks to do just that, to work with our team to develop things that they already have in mind on the bench, and then go right into the trial production phase on our end.
Well, Denali Ingredients also innovates and comes out with its own flavor ideas and inclusions and sauces. So can you share some examples of some of these recent flavor and ingredient trends?
Sure. And it really, the work on the innovation side and the product development side really has driven our growth. We've gone from, when we purchased a facility, roughly 21 million pounds produced, to this year we'll produce over 50 million pounds. So a lot of this has been driven by this innovation that you recognize. Things like last year we developed a number of flavored caramels that have been successful following some of the trends in the marketplace. Of course, salty caramels have been around now for a while and very successful, but espresso caramels, spicy caramels, a whiskey caramel, maple caramel, pumpkin caramels and the like. We developed this year a number of unique peanut butter flavors. Peanut butter continues to be an American stalwart, and we've recently put in some capabilities to manufacture peanut butter products in our facility. And we developed things like honey-roasted peanut butters, graham peanut butters, coffee peanut butters, maple peanut butters, kind of following what we're seeing happening in the spread section with flavored spreads that will go well beyond peanut butters. We're seeing that also coming into the ice cream and other food sections as well. About 5 years ago, we put in an extrusion manufacturing facility, and as well as a place where we manufacture flakes, chocolate initially flakes, or ice cream primarily, but also some other food products. So we've developed a number of unique doughs, cinnamon, gingerbread, and the like. Things like flakes that are flavored flakes and flavored barks, actually, that are all low melt, again, primarily for ice cream, all that have shown to have great interest. We also manufacture a lot of eggnog base, Jim, in the late summer, early fall for the eggnog season, and we've seen a lot of requests for uniquely flavored eggnogs. We've done a lot of work in that area with eggnogs that are premium, more natural flavored, maple, cookie butter, bourbon, white chocolate mint, horchata, a number of things in those areas. Stabilizer systems, we have a staff that focuses on stabilizers. We have a blending operation, staff on R&D that focuses on stabilizers, and we've worked very hard to develop a lot of unique stabilizer systems that allow our customers to provide what their customers are asking for, and from the standpoint of texture and body and also any kind of fortified additives.
Man, you're making me hungry, Neil, talking about all these flavors.
So, fortunately, we all love ice cream and dairy products, and we get to eat these things on a daily basis pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I understand you intend to hire more staff. What sort of expertise and skill sets are you looking for, and is love of ice cream necessary?
We know that we're going to need more staff as we grow. When we purchased the facility, we've added nearly 60 people since we bought it 10 years ago, and we're looking to probably add another 40 to 50 over the course of the next 3 or 4 years with some of the growth and expansion plans that we have. Actually, some of it's already started in terms of new technologies and new capabilities. So we're looking for, obviously, production people, which is a big portion of it, but we'll be hiring additional quality staff. All of dairy backgrounds for the most part, additional R&D staff with dairy background, or support staff as well. You know, really, we talk about this addition and the growth that we've seen, and the addition that we've put on is really a function of really our whole team coming together and working very, very hard to make it happen. The building is just a building. We think it's cool, and it certainly serves a purpose for us and for our customers, but at the same time, it's a reflection of a lot of hard work by a lot of people to get us in this position. And we really also look at it, Jim, as an investment that we're making in our industry. We've talked about that a lot, how by providing our customers a place to do the things that they can do with us, we feel it's a real investment in the dairy industry as a whole.
Well, Neil, thanks for the update on what's happening at Denali Ingredients, and best of luck to you with these upgraded capabilities.
Thanks for allowing me to join you, Jim. Appreciate it.
That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+, and stay up to date on All Things Dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.